Simple as that. And now we're live. And now all the conversation we had before this was not recorded, but this is going to be recorded. Everyone, JM, long-term friend, what's up, man? I appreciate you being here, dude.
I'm glad to be here. You know, finally getting this foot in the door. You know, I know I've been asking to get on this podcast. I've been itching.
It's nice to fucking just get away, like put the technology down and just fucking have a conversation, right?
Oh, yeah. And I need to do that more often. Honestly, like, I hate getting, like, because I do it every single day. I get sucked in my phone, you know, scrolling and looking up stuff. Dude, we all do. Oh, it's, and I know it's horrible for me, but.
Fucking horrible for kids.
Oh yeah, their brains are sponges, and they're I can't imagine in the next 10 years how it's gonna be.
when you were in high school, did you have, was social media a thing yet?
No, not really. I mean,
middle school definitely not.
There was Facebook obviously, but that was about it. I mean, but and then like. I don't know, start of high school and then junior high was MySpace, but that was dying off and then Facebook blew up. So,
yeah. And there was no, you didn't have social media on your cell phone, right? You had to like go to a laptop or some shit.
Yeah, but at the end of my high school, that's when, you know, I think it was like, I think junior year is when it, like apps were pushing up.
Yeah, but now these kids, dude, they're starting in like fucking fourth or fifth grade.
Oh, yeah.
You can't handle that.
No.
You can't fucking handle that.
No, and the thing is, too, like the parents don't know what they're looking at either, which is a huge problem.
Dude, they're so sneaky, too. Like, like you can have an app that looks like a calculator, so the parents never fucking find it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I've heard about that too. So it's like, we know about that shit. What's the stuff we don't know about?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's like other apps too, like, you know, that seem harmless, but like Reddit, you know, it's just like, you know, I thought it was just forums and stuff to like, you know, people posting things and asking questions and they answer them, like all these forums and stuff. But there's another whole side of it. Of Reddit. Ooh. That's
like what,
like porn and stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up too, like,
yeah,
with kids with they have access to these cell phones, so it's always on them, and they have like these loopholes how to figure it out, how to navigate them like better than us, and like to have access to social media, to like cyberbullying, to YouTube, there's some weird shit on YouTube, and then fucking porn. Like, dude, yeah. Your libido is going to be gone by the time you're fucking 9 years old. That's
what? Oh, yeah.
Can't even get little fucking hard-ons anymore. That sucks.
I honestly don't remember if I was getting a hard-on that young, but I think I was probably. But still.
Yeah, but not like constantly, like looking at porno constantly. You had to work for that porno.
Because you'd get desensitized, like, after watching so much, and then you just get sucked into it. And, you know, instead of, you know, a quick, you know, 5 minute rub and tug, you're fucking going for hours.
Yeah, dude. Imagine that you have access to unlimited porno at fucking 10 years old. How good that feels to rub your little wiener. You're going to fucking do that. Dude, you're going to do that all fucking day. You're going to do that all day. There's going to be like just cum rags all over your fucking room, half eaten pizza boxes everywhere, fucking Fritos and shit.
A laundry basket full of stiff socks. Yeah.
Barely alive. Just so you can see your rib cage and shit. Only thing you're eating is like you're sucking out the fucking cum out of your rag just to get some protein in you.
Who said that? I think it was Theo Von. They had the kids all ribs and dick.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
that's what
God.
It's coming down to, man. Jesus.
Yeah, no. I mean, like,
here for it.
Honestly, if shit went south, I wouldn't mind it. Like, as in, like, power grid going down and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind it because, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't know what to do. But I have a plan. my girl and I have a plan for our family just in case. We have go bags, you know, if shit went south.
Yeah.
And yeah. So
kind of looking like it might, huh?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we won't know. I mean, especially we won't know until I say maybe the election, like that will be a turning point for sure. But we'll see. I don't want to get political. I don't know how you do on your podcast with pop.
No, if I have like a political person on, like if it's going to be a political podcast, like it'll be a person that does strictly political. If I'm talking politics, usually I like to stay away from it just because it's fucking so ugly and everyone's so divided right now.
It is extremely ugly right now. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like people that I meet are either blind and close-minded, or they're like quote unquote woke, which is still bullshit, but I don't know. It's all confusing. I mean, I have my beliefs. I have my, you know, side I'm on, and I see what's right and wrong, and that's all that matters.
I miss the old days of like it really didn't fucking matter like what your political beliefs were. There was like something beyond that. Like, I like this dude as a person, and I feel like social media had everything to just fucking blow that out of proportion.
Oh, they definitely did, and they still are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe society has to collapse in order for us to build back without all this nonsense right now, you know?
Hey, dude, Rome fell.
I know.
Rome fell, you know?
Yeah.
Everything can't live forever. So maybe, you know, our country, we have to fucking rebuild and, you know, but
they were saying like there's something about history is like every couple like 100 years, like, and like empires fall, and a weird thing about it is like there's these patterns whenever shit starts getting weird about like sexual gender, like nonsense stuff, you know, that's like a telling point of when the civilization's about to collapse, and we're noticing a bunch of that shit around here.
I agree with you 100%. Like, I've seen some stuff like pretty much the same lines as you just said. And, you know, I agree with you 100%. Like I said, in the next 10 years, it's going to be interesting.
Fuck, dude. I think by next year, it's going to be real interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's always interesting during an election year.
Oh, yeah. It's just, this, sorry if you... I might have to go inside. I think there's a tornado going on.
Holy shit.
Yeah, let me put my cigar out.
I see lightning and dark clouds.
Yeah, literally, the wind just picked up like fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, we might be witnessing a live tornado on podcast. That's pretty sick. I mean, this will go viral if you do.
Yeah. So you'll just hear me getting lifted away.
I'm in the eye. My dick!
Getting sucked off.
Hell yeah, sucked on and sucked off.
Oh, I love it.
Listen, man, I got this new fear. Got a real big new fear.
Let's hear it.
Because I saw some shit. Airbnb, like, what if the owner sets up hidden cameras? Do they?
Oh, I've seen like I've seen people like they made these things that, you know, you scan the room with it like it's a camera, and if you see like a little red dot or something, like it'll like reflect the lens off of it, and you know, then it will show you there's a camera right there.
That's fucked up. That's great.
And then I saw those things with the two-way mirror bullshit, you know.
Yeah, dude, like, sometimes they make a little hidden room and they'll just be camping out in the fucking house that you bought for the night. Like, dude, there, I'm telling you right now, sir or ma'am, the future Airbnb hosts, there's nothing pretty in the room that I am sleeping in. Like, do not fucking check your cameras. Like, you're gonna see me abusing myself in my fucking sheets, dude.
You're gonna see
wrapping my neck around with a pillowcase, just making weird fucking noises.
You're gonna see a belt, a dirty asshole, and a good time.
No, my asshole will be clean.
Not after you're done.
Just strangling myself.
Oh God. Well, we know how he went out.
I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Well, he that's up to the coroner to decide.
So yeah. Well, as long as I get mine. Yeah, I'm just weirded out, dude. Like, I fucking masturbate a lot of times in rooms that I bought.
Yeah, you know, I bet.
I feel like someone, I don't know if I should feel like shameful or if that's on them for putting a camera in my room.
That's kind of on them. I mean, they know who was signing up for this. So
yeah, dude, you can just do a quick Google search. You're going to see is Jasper the Masturbator. Let him in your house.
You do a lot of like Airbnb stuff. Like, I know you go down to Florida a lot and then you rent out like a room on a cruise ship, or not a cruise ship, but like a houseboat or something.
You know? I got a kink. I like getting rooms and coming all over the place.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's better than a motel, you know, it's like a little step up.
I've done that before too.
Oh, you step up and down like constantly.
Me and my friend get a good workout. Have you ever met my friend Danny?
Yeah. I met Danny.
You met Danny. All right. We went to Chicago this one time. We were drunk as fuck. We took a train. We ended up in Boys Town.
No. Okay.
And for people that aren't listening, that's like where all the gays hang out in Chicago. It's called Boys Town. I don't know the real name of it, but we ended up getting a fucking hotel, and the guy that was checking us in he had like Elvis sideburns, slick back hair, he had like pasty white face, and two latex gloves on.
Okay, that's a
glass
warning
window
sign.
Like it was out of a fucking movie, dude. Like,
yeah, that's a warning sign if I've ever seen one. 100%.
Oh yeah, we were looking at each other. We're like, let's not do this, and then we did it.
Yeah, I mean, you both went in there, shared a bed, and jerked off.
All three of us.
I mean, I'm not judging you, but whatever you want to do, you do. Just do it behind a closed door so I don't
do
watch.
It in Boys Town. That'd be the fucking, that's the best place to do it. Shit, man.
Well, I used to live close to it, but, you know, not in it. And, yeah, it was, we stayed out of that area. We mostly went to the bars in Chicago, like down downtown. So yeah, we wanted to stay away from that scene. I'm not, you know, homophobic or anything, but you know, I'm just not gay.
Not yet, still got time.
Yeah.
The water yet, baby.
The water hasn't turned me gay yet, so.
Well, that's true. That's another fucking conspiracy that seems to be turning frogs
gay. Who said that?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, yeah, that's right. The water turns the frogs gay.
Water's turning frog gay. Fucking fluoride in the water.
That's another reason why, Tennessee, we want to move to, because it's like one of the cleanest waters. If you get a well, you know, filters the rock, everything, but then you don't know who the fuck's tampering that water shelf.
Yeah, I lost a lot of trust. Huge.
Oh, there's no trust in a lot of things for me.
Yeah,
trust myself sometimes.
After COVID, I was just like, what'd you say?
I said I trust myself sometimes.
I thought you said you touch yourself.
Well, that too, but
it's where my mind's at.
Well, I could tell. we're on a touchy subject.
That's all I've been talking about.
No, no nice. Pun intended, though, on that one.
Ooh, that was good. I have a question for you.
Of course, shoot away.
You like dogs?
I love dogs.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, like, do you think if you have an old dog,
mm-hmm.
like a real old dog, and then you bring home two new pups that are like 4 weeks old?
Yeah.
Do you think that old dog's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Dude, well, that's a fucking rap. Well, I'm dead. That's it.
So,
The fuck, wait, John? Wait, wait. At least wait till I'm fucking dead. Bring in two new puppies.
Two is a lot. So with how we do, you know, like my family's always had dogs. So we always get one, and then we wait a couple of years, teach that dog, you know, what's right, what's wrong. Like teach him, you know, all the guidelines, everything, make him the best dog we can. And then after that, you know, a couple of years go by, I don't know, 3-4 years, maybe 5 years old of that dog, and then we'll get another one. So that way the older one teaches the younger one, but we never get two puppies, because then I've also heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but
they'll gang up and fuck up that old dog.
Well, yeah, but it's not good to bring in two of the same litter of the same age into a house. I can't remember.
With an older dog?
Like, with an older dog too, yeah, but it's just like with a separation anxiety, like it's just a whole mess. Like you're gonna open up a can of worms.
So obviously, I went to Julian's friend's house today, and the reason why I brought it up, because I noticed it, they got two brand new dogs, like fucking young, maybe 8 weeks. And then
oh, really?
The dog was just still like sleeping in the corner. I'm like, oh well, that's like a fucking death sentence. Bringing in two new puppies, like, don't you think that would like maybe?
That's a lot, like, but like,
put
I
on
mean,
the expressway, it, like your timeline for that old dog. Like, don't you think he knows?
It does. I think when my mom passed, our oldest Dane at my dad's. He, like, when she passed, I feel like he understood, you know, because, you know, when she passed, he knew she was sick, and he, like, grew an age of, like, another 5 years in a matter of a couple of months.
Jeez.
So, yeah, it's just crazy how everything changed so quick with him. And then we got another puppy, I think December was, so he's, like, I don't know, several months, like 6-7 months, I think, right? I could be wrong. But he's a energetic, the most chaotic dog I've ever had, and he does not stop. Like, you go over there, he'll run you into the ground with energy, nonstop playing, like, jumping on you. Is awful. Like after like 2 hours of it, you get tired of it, right?
What kind of dog is it?
Great Dane.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, another one. So it's he's like probably 100 pounds already. Yeah, like 7 months Jeez. Old, 6 months.
Dude.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's gonna be bigger than Chief, the older one, and he's 180 pounds. So
what were those dogs bred to do?
So they were actually bred in Germany or Europe, somewhere around there. And they were bred to protect the king and the queen. Oh, so they would have like hundreds of them, you know, in their yard. And, you know, if you're storming the castle, you know, and you got, you know, hundreds of Great Danes that are like, you know, 150 to 200 pounds charging after you that know how to kill you, you might
right
shit
the neck and the nuts.
Yeah, dude, you might shit your pants. But that's why they were bred, you know. I think it's they were bred with Greyhound and Mastiff. So they got the speed and the size and the strength. So Jesus. That's, yeah, but they're amazing dogs. Like we've
they're good hunting dogs?
Not so much hunting. I'm sure like if you get like a smaller female, you could train her to be like a great hunting dog. But the males, not so much, I feel like, but they're more of, you know, comfort, protection in the home. Because, I mean, even with girls, that like every dog we've had, they protected the females more of in the family and the men, but more of the females. They're super protective. It's insane.
I'm fucking looking at pictures right now. God, man, they're intimidating as shit, especially when their ears are standing straight up.
Oh, yeah, the cropped ears?
Yeah. Ugh,
yeah.
God.
See, I'm not a huge fan of the cropped ears, though. They do it when they're young, like extremely young.
How do they get it like that?
They cut them, and then they prop them up and tape them up
with bandage. Yeah.
Wow, so that's fake.
Yeah. I mean, it's real, but it's...
Well, it's real, but that's not how they... Like, if you were to let it, like, naturally grow out, that's not...
No, the they're floppy. Yeah, they're floppy. Big, big floppy ears. That's what they have. And I'm sure they crop them for, you know, more of an intimidating look, and so they don't get their ears ripped off if they do get into trouble, but there's no need to crop them. I think they look just as beautiful if they, you know, don't crop them. But
thinking about getting a Shiba Inu.
Oh, Shiba Inu. I gotta look this up. I think I know what you're talking about.
The fucking Dogecoin dog.
Oh, the Dogecoin, yeah.
This thing smile.
Yeah, I just looked up the picture. Yeah, they're beautiful, beautiful dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't do a small dog. And I know what they get up to, like 40 pounds maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't do a small dog. After years and years. That's
fucking small compared to you. Anything, like, you have a Great Dane, dude. Anything smaller than a Great Dane.
Well, I mean, everything. What, 2 dogs ago, we had a Great Dane. It was a blue European, and his name was Blue. But he was, in his prime, he was 200 pounds, pure muscle. And that dog was one of the best dogs we've had. Taught him how to box. He
taught him how to what?
Box. Yeah, like, you know, fisticuffs, you know?
Like a fucking kangaroo?
Yeah, so he, you know, jump left, jump right, and he'll jump up, hook you in the face. Love, yeah, he'll give you a hook in the face, and then, you know, he'll jump straight up and, like, jab you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was a beast.
That's how a dog should be protecting houses, by boxing the shit out of intruders, just fucking knocking them out, dude.
He's like, I don't need to use my teeth.
Punch the shit out of you, bitch.
I'll use my clubs.
That's hilarious. Yeah. You could have had like a dog dog training business. I'll teach your dog how to box, knock motherfuckers out.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be a Michael Vick or anything, but I mean, that's a good idea.
Imagine if that's what dog fighting was. Fucking put little headgear on these dogs with boxing gloves. Dude, I'm going to a dog fight.
Like a mouth guard for their canines, you know?
Doing great. Doing great. Keep it up.
You got to get in there. And you got to rock them. And you got to suck them.
Dog fighting, a whole new meat. Yeah, that's the Caucasian dog fighting. Nothing below the belt. All right. Fuck.
Oh, that's good. That's gold.
Yeah. So what's new in your life, dude?
Oh, just trying to get by.
I hear that. I know. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just itching to move out of this great state of Illinois.
Fucking ridiculous. It's horrible. My friend just got out, moved to Florida.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, she took her daughter there. She was just like, she lived in Chicago, like the heart of the city. Yeah. And it's so fucking expensive. There's just so much crime. The homelessness is like uncomfortable nowadays.
Oh, it's horrible with the homelessness. Like, I work down there, you know, I'm starting to work down there again more because we have, you know, these bigger commercial accounts we're doing. And there's a lot of immigrants, and they're all shacked up in these tents, and especially around the police stations, around the whole block. And they were putting them up in all the hotels, and like, we do work at the Ritz, and they were putting them up at the Ritz.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. The most expensive fucking hotel in Chicago, and they were putting them up there.
That is a real problem, man.
Yeah.
That's a real fucking problem, dude.
And like, I get asked if I could, you know, have like, if I could offer them a job, and like, I tell them no, I can't. But like, I need, and half of them, they have to use a translating app. And it's like, dude, I can't, because I need you to talk to people if you're doing what I do.
Yeah, it's crazy. I guess some of those people, some of those illegal people that do not speak English are getting hired at retail stores. And my friend went to a few shops.
Yeah.
And she was trying to ask this person like where this clothing item was. And the person was like shrugging their shoulders and then went to go get someone else to like go have a conversation in English.
Wow.
What? That's insane.
That doesn't make sense. It sounds like they're getting paid to stand there.
Yeah, get it. Well, they're illegals too, so how are they even getting paid?
Yeah, they have to be in the system. They have to pay taxes, right?
You would think so. So, dude, it's so fucking frustrating. It's so fishy.
It is.
Because we're paying taxes. I mean, we're paying so much money. Like, it's like 35, 40% in taxes right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you come into this country now illegally, you get a fucking paycheck. You get somewhere nice to live. And I heard it was like they're getting like up to $60 a day in food.
Yep.
Pretty fucking good.
That's very good.
$60
a meal.
Day.
That's a healthy, you could go to, I don't want to say it, but you could go somewhere nice.
Real nice, like.
Real nice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, we got like people who've lived here their entire life getting fucked, like don't make enough money to bring home groceries, living paycheck to paycheck, living on credit cards.
I'll tell you what, my asshole is used and abused.
Me too, brother. Me too.
And they're not taking us out to dinner.
And look, if they were to take us out to dinner first, then this conversation would be different, but they're not.
Oh yeah.
But they're not.
That's another reason why, you know, we want to move out to Tennessee, you know. And, we want to get, you know, like I said, 20 acres. I told you before, but you know, 20 acres and rely on ourselves. Obviously, Heather's going to work from home, and I will, if I do have to do what I do now out there, which is there's a market out there, nobody knows what to do, so I'll do that on the side. But
that's the way to do it, man. It's like living off your own land.
Yeah,
that's totally the way to do it.
That's how it was done like 100 years ago, not even.
Yeah, and then all these fucking rich ass
the corporations
are buying all the farmland, and then
you
know, dude, they're so I started looking at food nutritional facts, like on the food I was eating. Like, I've always done it, but I've noticed something just today. Actually, I'm pulling up the picture now. It's so fucking alarming. Let me pull up this picture. It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It says, contains a bioengineered ingredient.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's to protect it. Like, it covers the food, like the fruits and vegetables and shit. They, like, put a coating on it to make it last longer.
I've never seen that on a... No, I think... Well, there's that, and I think they're, like, actually splicing the... Like the cells before it even becomes the product.
Oh, the plants itself, like,
yeah, from like the start.
Yeah, what is it called? They did that with corn. They did that with every plant you could think of, pretty much.
Yeah,
like,
it's mostly corn.
Yeah, because look at bananas. There's no seeds for a banana anymore. It's all
bioengineered food ingredients. I'm just like, what? I looked at two fucking, like, the two wrappers next to me, because someone had mentioned it. I'm like, I've never seen that in my life. The two I looked at that were closest to me fucking says contains bioengineered food ingredients. I'm like, okay, dude, we have a fucking problem. When, like, you're not supposed to fucking bioengineer food. Why can't we just eat whole foods? Just whole
food. Have you seen what corn used to look like?
Yes.
Way back
small,
in the day.
Wasn't it? Was it
bigger? There's like fucking 8 kernels on one stalk or one cob. Like 8 fucking kernels like that. And it's like, okay, well, something happened along the lines where... I mean, back it used to be like, okay, this stalk, this corn stalk has a lot more kernels than the other ones. So let's take these kernels and plant them. I mean, that's understandable, but like when you start genetically modifying the plant, that could be dangerous.
I feel like that's why so many of us are fucked up now.
Oh yeah.
You know, mentally, physically, there's just like the cheap food is always the most fucked up food, and that's all we can afford right now, like majority of people.
Oh yeah.
So there, I get like, I'm complexed because I'm wondering if it's like this overall dark shadow fucking government lord doing this on purpose just to keep us sick, but I don't know.
I know one reason is to get more yield out of it, obviously, right? And another thing is to make that product last as long as it can to sell, you know, like it'll take like a week or so, maybe two, to sell like a whole bunch of product. If you get like heirloom tomatoes, they last what, if after you pick them, like not even a whole week,
right?
And they start to rot.
Yeah.
So they need something that will last longer so they can sell it, and that's like one of the reasons I'm thinking, you know, why they're doing that.
Okay, so there's that. That makes sense, but I'm wondering, here's what scares me, is if they're all in cahoots, like everything is starting to get collateralized. So everyone's like working under an umbrella of like this giant major corporation. So it's like, does Big Pharma own fucking some nutritional stuff? Like, okay, we know that if they eat this, like we can yield the most out of this product. We can make it last longer. And we also know that it's not good for them. So if they eat that, they're going to get sick, bringing business to fucking Big Pharma.
Yeah.
You know, like a chain reaction just over and over and over again. That's the shit that scares me.
Oh yeah.
Like if there's a plan, a master plan behind that. And I know there probably is something like that. I just don't know if it's organized in the way that I'm trying to think.
None of us will. Well, we might know eventually, but we don't know like 100% that's what's going on, but that's what it looks like and feels like. I mean, what people have been saying, like, oh, that we already have the cure for cancer, but we don't use it. We don't push it. We're like, fuck you guys.
It's a
huge breakthrough. I mean, I understand our population in this world is through the fucking roof. Have you seen, is it the Georgia Stones? Something like that?
Dude.
Have you heard about that? Where they got demolished or whatever, like somebody broke them down. And like it was saying, don't like the population of the world don't exceed 200 and something million or something like that.
Jesus. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. So we're way beyond that. So, I mean,
what do you think it's called? Georgia Guidestones?
Yeah, something like that.
And then you said someone broke it?
Yeah, they don't know who like demolished them or broke them, but they're gone now, I think.
The language represented on the four major stones were Arabic, Chinese, English, Hebrew, Hindi, Russian, Spanish, and Sinhali.
Swali?
Wali.
Wali?
Sinhali.
Swali.
The engraved messages dealt with four major areas: governance and the establishment of the world government, population and reproduction control, the environment and humankind's relationship to nature and spirituality. Whoa.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You never heard of these?
No.
Not a lot of people heard of them, I guess, but
and it's in Georgia?
I think it was in Georgia. It was somewhere down south. I want to say. I'm not a thousand.
No, yeah, it's in Georgia. Why the?
It is?
Like, usually these things are found in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Why the?
Are they still standing? Because I swear I thought I read something where they were demolished.
I'll look into that next. I'm just trying to. Here's some of the shit that you were saying.
Yeah.
Maintain humanity under 500 million.
Yeah. Well, I was halfway there.
Guide reproduction wisely. And that's weird because now we're having like a bunch of sex changes to where people are mutilating themselves so they can't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Unite humanity with a living new language, like a universal language, which would stop war. Because war starts with fucking translations and everyone's just doesn't know what the fuck is happening.
I feel like that's bullshit.
What the
with like mistranslation is starts wars. No, people start wars.
Yeah, well, right, and it goes back to like when we were chimpanzees. Like people are fucking territorial.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But I think it adds on to it. So we're already territorial, and then now you're mistranslating what this person's saying, and you already hate them.
Yep. Okay. That's just gas in the fire.
Right. Rule, passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, we enforce.
Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Be not a cancer on earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. Says it fucking twice because that is important. I agree with that. Leave room for nature.
That is extremely important because we are running out of space for nature.
Just fucking demolishing trees and just fucking sending bombs to blow up shit.
Dude, even if so like you said before, like those big companies, they're buying up all these lands, like what Bill Gates and all this, they're putting all these GMO, like modified plants in there. That's not nature itself.
Yeah, they ruined the soil, I've heard too. The soil is completely fucked.
Oh yeah. Because back in the day, so they still do it now, but it's probably not as extensive. One, they rotate crops. So they have corn 1 year and then soybeans the next year. And then they might rotate something else in there, but then they go back to corn and then they just keep doing that, which helps the soil. And it's Jasper. We're doing the podcast. We're doing the podcast.
Who's that? Is that Heather?
It's Heather.
What's up, Heather? State your name.
And state your name, where you're from, and your business.
Dude, it says from 1980 until its destruction in 2022. You're right. Just a couple years ago, the Georgia Guidestones were demolished, and they were in Elbert County near South Carolina border. Wow.
Yep. That's crazy. Like, nobody knows who destroyed them either.
Do we know who built it? I'm Googling it now.
I don't know about that one.
Robert C. Christian, the pen name of the man credited with creating the Georgia Guidestones is Robert C. Christian. He paid the Elberton Granite Finishing Company to build the stones for some loyal Americans, but he insisted on remaining anonymous.
Well, he wasn't. He wasn't remain.
I'd like to remain anonymous. Say my name. Say my name. I'm not going to say it again. I want to rename anonymous. Say my name.
Like one of those people like, hey, yeah, I want to make a donation. Please keep my name out of it. I will attend the party and I will tell everybody that I donated
much. And I'm going to do a 15-minute speech.
At the end of it, I will say I want to rename or remain anonymous.
My name's Robert Christensen, and I want to remain anonymous. You didn't hear it from me. Tell nobody. Tell your friend. Tell nobody.
But don't tell anybody.
That's crazy, dude. That's weird.
Oh yeah. But yeah, no. And also back to you know the crops and everything that they're planting, depleting the soil with all the nutrients. So way back, you know, like how deep wild grass roots actually ran?
No.
So they run like, I don't know, minimum 6 feet, 4 to 6 feet minimum deep, the roots.
Yeah.
So this is how like the Dust Bowl got created. So they started plowing all these lands and stuff. And then they're killing all these plants. And it was just plains of crops and stuff, and it would dry out the soil severely, and, you know, dust would pick up, and that's how that Dust Bowl was created. And, like, they figure out ways to get around it now, which is huge, but that's another wormhole, or not a wormhole, but a hole to go down.
Do you know about plant intelligence?
Planet intelligence?
Plant?
Plant intelligence?
Plant intelligence?
No.
Yeah, they've been found to show, like, they're sensitive to sound. They're able to store information to be accessed later. They're able to communicate with each other.
Well, I've heard, like, the term of, like, you know, sing to your plants, they'll grow better and they'll grow stronger. And you talk to them and, you know, give them love. I've heard of that term, but that's a whole nother level.
They're doing, like, they've been doing so much research on it, and they're it's not like conscious how you and I are conscious, but there's something going on in plants. It's not just a fucking green plant. There's, like, some intelligence going on in there.
I feel like this is another way to become not vegan, but something else that's new. You gotta eat dirt.
Well, dude, it's funny. When you eat a plant, it changes its taste to try. It's like, that's its defense mechanism. It'll try to change its taste. It tastes like shit for animals, so animals won't eat it.
Because I know, like, you know that freshly cut grass smell?
Yeah, it's fucking murder.
Yeah.
You're smelling bloody murder.
The grass crying.
Smells so good.
It smells so sweet. Mixed with that morning dew. Oh, oh, that's a salad I'd toss.
Hey-o. And we're live.
And we're live. Getting off topic here again.
There's no topic, dude.
Beautiful thing about podcasts, it goes wherever you want it to go.
Yeah, that's the thing, dude, is everyone's attention span is so goddamn limited that podcasts are great when you jump from topic to topic.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I mean, what, how long is the attention span for the younger generation?
Let's take a guess. Take a guess. I'll look it up.
18 seconds. I think that's more than generous.
What age do you want to look up? Attention span for a 15-year-old.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, and how long do you say?
I said 18 seconds, and that's more than generous.
Oh, bullshit. It's saying 30 to 40 minutes. That's not true.
No, that's definitely not true.
That's not true. Yeah, it's saying, I don't know. We need young Jamie from Joe Rogan. dude, that's not fucking true at all. It's like, no, 13 way. To 15 year old is 30
was the
to
study done
minutes.
Like 10 years ago.
1888. Yeah, it's saying that it's still pretty good, and I just, dude, when I go to the gym and the dude at the front desk checks you in, he's young. They don't make eye contact with you, and they're on their phone. I'm not even lying. Yeah. He was playing fucking a cell phone game while working.
Yeah, while work. That's mind-boggling.
That's fucking crazy to me. Maybe we're old now. I don't know, but that's like,
no, that's bullshit. If you're working, you should be devoting your time for that 8 or whatever your shift is to get stuff done. Like, I don't go by hourly because, like, I'm on commission for the jobs I do. So, I got to get the job done to get paid.
Right.
Right? Then this younger generation, they're on their phone most of the fucking time to pass time faster. But you're pretty much robbing the company or whoever you're working for of money, right?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, that's I think that's unacceptable. And like, if I had somebody working for me that was doing that, I would, you know, I'd send them home and not pay them for the rest of the day.
You might as well
think about what they have done.
What the fuck's your point? Do it. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
What's the point of you being here right now?
Yeah. It's not how
playing a fucking cell phone game, dude, in this fucking rolly chair behind the desk. I'm like, dude, when someone's head is down for like more than fucking 2 minutes looking straight down, there's probably gonna be a fucking shooting. Okay. Like that's not normal shit. If someone's working, has their head down for 2 minutes, doesn't look up, you're fucking planning something.
So like at night, some of these buildings I have to work at night, they have the security guards to watch the building, right? So they might have one or two security guards to watch the whole building. So one does their round, one stays at the front desk always, and then they switch. And, like, I understand, you know, it's boring. You're not going to sit there while nobody's in the building. The doors are all locked. You're still doing your rounds.
Right.
And, you know, I've seen some of them. They watch videos or they play a game, but they're still, you know, attentive. And then when they have to do their rounds to check out all, like, the whole building outside, inside, they put their phone down and they go do their thing. I understand that, but when you're, you know, during the day and there's stuff that needs to be done and you're just sitting there, I don't like that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think they allow phones in schools nowadays? I don't even know.
So I'm sure, like, you could use your phone during, like, passing periods. Is that what they call them nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure you could use your phone during then, and then, you know, lunch, obviously. But, like, in class, you can't be using your phone, right? I hope the teachers are taking them away.
I think the teachers might be on their fucking phone too, dude.
Yeah, they're teaching up.
I think it's gotten that crazy. You've seen TikTok videos of like teachers making TikToks and shit.
Yeah.
I think in some classrooms
I understand you're trying to connect with the kids and stuff, but like, some of those are fucking nonsense. Like, some of the videos that they create and make, like, come on.
Do you think teachers should be ugly?
I mean, I think, dude, that's a good question. Holy shit.
You got this fucking dime piece of a teacher. I can't concentrate, but I'll tell you what, I'm not fucking missing school. Failing everything.
We need at least a couple of them, maybe, like, depending on how big the high school is or the school is itself, you know, a junior high, whatever school is. I think they have to have, you know, at least, you know, one or two minimum per grade, and it gives them hope.
You know, I was really thinking about this. I was just like, if high school especially is where my focus is at,
mm-hmm.
when a hot chick just graduates and let's say she's 22, 23, and now she's going to work at a high school, that is recipe for fucking disaster.
So I don't think that should be allowed. When I was in freshman year of high school, I was in, like, senior math, dude. I was very good at math, right? And my freshman year, I had
autism in fucking math, huh?
Oh, dude, I was fucking Rain Man. But so my first year of freshman, my teacher was her first year ever teaching, and she fucked me. She didn't know how to teach. She couldn't teach. Okay. Like,
you see how that was confusing though, right? Because we were just talking about
okay, you're right there, but she screwed me. Ah, fuck, that doesn't work here.
She screwed you twice.
So she robbed me of advancing my math skills, because she didn't know how to teach kids at all. And she was in this class that was for senior math. That's, you know, it should be a seasoned teacher, you know,
right?
And I had to drop my class.
That sucks.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate. That's not. That's, so that falls on you.
Yeah, it falls on me when it should be the school's fault and her fault. So back to as like a fresh, new, unseasoned teacher, they should not be teaching high school. They should start at a lower grade and work their way up.
Kind of like a farm system for baseball or like the NHL. You start at like, you know,
yeah.
Single A, you go to Double A, and then, you know, you get called up to the fucking major leagues.
Oh, yeah. And then when you make it big, you become a professor.
And they fuck you then, too.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Nice. Damn. Yeah.
But that's my take on it. Like, I don't think high school teachers, like, I understand some classes, that's fine. Like, you know, bullshit classes that you could get by without, you know, struggling at all. And that's okay, but like these advanced classes, anything like where you have to learn and you have to get ready for the next year, I don't think that should be unseasoned teachers at all.
Wonder what the interview process was like. Show us your tits. Show you. Oh, all right, you're fucking hired.
You want a job for a job? All right.
Yes. How's 60K sound? All right. Get the summers off too.
Because, I mean, my high school wasn't fucking small either. It was, so, my oldest sister, her class was, I think it was 11,000 people. No.
In high school?
No, it wasn't 11. It was 9,000, I think, in high school.
That's a big ass class.
Yeah, it was, her graduating class was 9,000. That's just for, you know, the seniors that graduated. 9,000. That's huge. So it's like a fucking college pretty much.
Jesus. There,
yeah, there's two buildings. I think they have three now at the high school I went to.
Going around there.
Yeah. Probably. I think my class was like still like 6,000, but still that's a fucking lot of people for one class. You know, one, you know, for seniors like that or whatever. 6,000 people. That's a lot of fucking people.
I was just talking to someone I work with today about this. The dating, I know you're not dating, but let me tell you, the dating scene is fucking horrible with these apps.
Oh, but yeah.
What was wonderful is back in high school or middle school, college, you had a network of like 4,000 people all in fucking close proximity. So, I mean, you had a pool and people are actually engaging with you and
they're communicating. They now it's like all head down in your phone to talk to somebody.
Well, even with the app itself, it's like now people are being really judgmental, and I'm doing it too, but you have like you can look at a picture and notice every fucking imperfection about somebody. That's not fair, dude.
No,
that's not a fucking way to do it. Like if you see me in a picture, you might be like, this kid fucking is ugly. He sucks. But then if you see me how I'm animated in real life and can hold a conversation, that boosts me up like 10 points. You know what I'm saying?
110. All right.
All right. All right. All right.
You want to see my modeling pictures?
This is when I was a sailor.
For those who don't know, it's an inside joke. Jasper took maybe some modeling pictures as a sailor.
Maybe.
Oh, you posted? You put it up there? All right.
Yeah, I'll probably post it. That shit was fucking hilarious.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, that's funny.
But the dating scene fucking sucks, dude.
I bet it is, dude. Like, honestly, horrible. It's not like how it was. I remember high school, like, I used to, when I was dating, I dated several girls, and I'd, like, barely see them throughout the whole week. And then by the weekend, you know, I'd ask them out on Monday, which was a horrible idea. And, you know, you barely see them through the whole week. And then Friday comes, it's like, I'm not really fucking interested in you anymore, so we're going to have to break this off. And then, you know, you find somebody else, you talk to them more. And, like, no, that it's not like it is anymore. Nowadays, it's completely different.
Yeah, you're behind us, like, literally a screen, but also like a Wizard of Oz screen. Like that was teaching you a valuable lesson. Like it taught all of us a valuable lesson about like sometimes shit's gonna suck in real life. Sometimes you just fucking have to do it. has to be done. Like, you got to break up with this chick sometimes. You got to go up to him and ask him out. Otherwise, it won't happen. That teaches you stuff. Nowadays, it's just like, it just seems so fucking bitch. Like a bitch mode. Like, if
yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah. Here's it. Like, I'm grateful how I met Heather and that I met her. Like, we met through my sister's work initially, but we didn't start dating right away. We knew each other. We talked, you know, for a while. And then, you know, she moved on to her dream job of, like, a wedding planner. And then COVID hit. So she started working there again. Then we reconnected, and then we started going out. So, like, how we met, we didn't even meet online, which is, like, surprising because that's how it is nowadays.
Yeah, I wonder if divorce rates are going to fucking skyrocket because of it.
Well, what is it used to be, like 50%?
It was pretty close to 50, yeah.
Yeah, it was like around 50% of, like, people ending up in divorce.
I heard that number was skewed a little bit because that involves a lot of people that were on their second and third marriages, and we know that those don't work out. That's almost for certain that it's going to end in a divorce again.
What, like,
so the, it was like skewing the numbers,
like the second and third, so it, like, it added to the percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see.
You know, so I think it was a little bit less than 50% if you'd want to get rid of those, like, first time marriages. How many fail? We'll say like 39%. So I'm wondering if that number is gonna fucking skyrocket just because of how unable people are to communicate properly nowadays. Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, a lot of people, they marry the people that they don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of superficial people,
see,
too.
Yeah. It's like, I don't understand how some people, they see, like, they marry this person, but they don't see, like, how much of an asshole they are. I don't understand that. How are you, and it's not, you're not even married yet, but you're about to be married. How the fuck do you go through it with it? When
I think they just get in too deep. They're just in way, way too deep. And I think they know that, like, I feel like they don't think they have any options other than that. Like, this is it. I'm like, it's like a comfort thing. I'm comfortable here. I know what's gonna happen.
That makes sense. Yeah, the comfort zone.
Like, yeah, which is a fucking killer. Which will kill you.
Oh yeah, that will, like, staying in your comfort zone can ruin your life. 100%.
Yeah, I'd say in most cases it does.
Yeah,
I mean, you never go take that risk. You'll never know what could have been.
Yep.
Because of why? Because you're afraid of what?
Yep,
you're afraid
on,
of embarrassment
change.
Or something? You're afraid of rejection? Like, that's part of life.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
How many times have you been rejected by somebody?
Fucking, I reject myself every day, dude. And I look myself
in
the mirror.
Reject, not eject.
You're saying, I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying. Are you saying ejaculate? What are you saying? Every day. Fuck, dude.
And we're live.
And we're live again.
We're gonna cut that. The hand motion is to cut.
Well, fuck yeah. We'll snip this up. We'll doctor it up.
Oh no, we're leaving it. Oh, okay. All
right. Okay. Keep talking. Okay. All right.
The producer is saying, "Keep on going." All right. The
producer just took off his headphones and walked out. We're taking calls now.
And hiring. So I think it was do you know who Bert Kershaw is, the machine,
a comedian?
Yeah So we went to see him, I think it was last month, in Chicago at the United Center.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, one of the best, like, fucking shows, comedian shows I've ever been to.
Really?
Like, his you know, introduction crew, I don't know, what is it called, like, the people, that go on before
the main event. Like comedians that go on before?
Yeah. So yeah, they were actually crowd. Yeah. So they were fucking hilarious too. And then
yeah. Do you know who they were? Any of their names?
Oh, Heather knows them. He knows their names, and that, like, if you look it up, I mean, you'll see them because he was going on tour with them.
Okay.
And like, you know, there's like two bigger guys, one still a big guy, but big guy, I mean, like a little overweight, but I'm not judging. I need to lose some pounds, but it is what it is. And, Bert fucking killed it, dude. He's like one of my favorite shows I've ever been to.
Wow.
As a comedian. Cause he was testing out jokes too for a special, and they everybody was dying laughing. It was hilarious.
How many people were there, you think? Was it filled?
It was filled. Probably a little bit more than half the United Center. Cause they did, you know how they do their concerts and shows. It's like their stage is on the backside of half the court, and then the rest of the stadium is filled.
Yeah.
So that's how it was. But he filled more than half of it.
Was he with Dave Attell?
Let me look him up. What is his name?
Dave Attell. He wears a hat. He's like skinnier kind of guy. He's New York.
No, he wasn't there.
Big Jay Oakerson?
No.
Bobby Lee, was he there?
No, Bobby Lee is pretty funny, though.
So I'm looking up who's touring with Bert, and it says 2020.
It was the lineup. Tops Off tour.
Tops Off tour?
Yeah.
Did you see the roasting of Tom Brady?
No.
You didn't? Oh, dude, it was the first, I think it was the first live Netflix show. It's a couple days ago. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
Oh my god, dude, you'll fucking piss yourself. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, they don't hold back on roasting Tom Brady at all.
No, I don't blame him. I'm not a fan of Tom Brady.
One moment, Tom gets up and goes up to the comedians like, you can't fucking say that. You can't fucking say it. He's talking about Robert Kraft. You know who he is? He's like,
I think so.
The owner of the Patriots, and the guy made a joke about something that Robert Kraft went to like jail for or got in trouble with the law about, like underage massaging, shit like that. So the comedian brought that up. Tom Brady went up and was like, "You can't fucking say that, dude." He's like, "Okay."
All right, moving on. We're live.
That's what it was like, dude. He's like, okay.
Oh.
We're live. Yeah.
I'm trying to find who's his
Jim lineup. Norton, Andrew Santino.
It was a Mark Puerto Norman. Rican guy. It was a really big white dude. I've seen him before, too, on a podcast. This is really pissing me off.
Well, you went there to go see Bert, so.
Yeah, that was the main event. It was a good time. It was a great time.
How many people do you think he was?
Huh?
How many people went on before him?
Three, I think.
Yeah, that's about right. And then how long was the entire act from like beginning to end?
Oh, like 3-4 hours, 3 hours, dang, something like that. Three hours, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. But, dude, yeah, when we went, I was sick as a dog, dude. I had, like, some fucking...
Oh, God.
Oh, man, some sinus shit. But it wasn't, a total sinus infection, but... So, like, Heather drugged me up and dragged me along.
Could you imagine living back in, let's say, the medieval times?
Oh, I'd be dead by now.
You, for sure. We all fucking would, dude. Like, just imagine if you had a sinus infection and you had zero drugs to take care of.
Zero antibiotics, yeah.
To clear it up. That shit would just last for fucking ever. I would.
So, there's natural antibiotics that can help you.
Like a hammer to the nose?
Okay, so but no, you should do this too. But so what we do is we take some honey and we put it in like a mason jar, right? Mm-hmm. And we cut up some onions and you put it in the honey, right?
Pickleize it.
And kind of you pickle it in honey. So you put it in a fucking cupboard or, you know, one of your cabinets, and once a day you flip it over so, you know, the onions sink down to the bottom. And you do that every day for either 1 week or 2 weeks. And then after that 1 week or 2 week period, you take out the onions, and then that honey is a natural antibiotic.
Really?
Yeah.
You drink it?
And you just, once a day, if you start feeling like shit or if you're feeling like you're getting sick, take a spoonful of that honey and just suck it back. And yeah, it's supposed to help out. It's a natural antibiotic.
Have you done it?
Yeah. Are you going to ask me if it's kind of
fun? Just thinking, dude. Is there like a certain kind of honey you need?
So when you go with honey, you want to get something local.
Right.
That's another thing. So when you buy honey, try and get local, because what it is, all those bees are grabbing all this pollen from all the plants and flowers and everything around you, right? Mm-hmm. And they're making, you know, that honey in that area. So when you're ingesting, well, raw honey, but you got to make sure it's from your local area or at least near it. Because with all that, you know, honey that the bees created from the pollen in that area, you're starting to ingest that pollen and your body starts to get used to that pollen. That makes your sense. Allergies start to drop because your body's getting used to that pollen. It's like introducing, you know, like a small amount of venom from like a snake bite or a spider bite, whatever. And you start to build up an immunity. It's the same concept.
Right, you fucking Santa Fe pollen. It's not going to help you if you live in fucking Illinois.
Yeah, not completely, but there's a lot other different pollens in different areas. So, yeah, that's something huge to do. If you're into that stuff, I suggest it, you know.
Yeah, I am. And I'm just,
you drink teas.
Yeah, local honey, and I'm seeing something that's in a fucking barrel, and it's 15 kilograms, 33 pounds.
Manuka, yeah, how much is that? Like bulk? Several hundred dollars?
$268.
Yep.
Kosher.
That's about right. Yeah. Dude, we were just at Whole Foods. I think this was like last month, something like that. Whole Foods, and we went by like this section, and there's like homegrown, like, organic honeycombs with a little bit of honey in it, but the honeycomb in there too, for probably like a 2x3 at most square of the comb, and then the little bit of honey in it was $30.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Even bees are fucking inflating. That's fucking crazy, dude. What kind of fucking country do we live in where insects are raising the prices?
Well, with these beekeepers, one, if you're beekeeping, you get a tax break. Two, if you, you know, harvest enough and sell enough, I think you get another tax break, and then you could zone yourself into a certain agricultural thing, and you could start renting out your bees to farms around your area to pollinate their plants, and then you make money from them too. So there's a huge industry with like beekeeping. Heather, when we move out to Tennessee, that's what she wants to do. She wants to beekeep. I'm allergic to bees. I haven't been stung since actually at your place when I got stung in the fucking hand in your apartment when you were living with Nick.
Why are you blaming that shit on me?
Because you let the bee in, bitch.
I did?
No, I don't know.
Come in there, sting that motherfucker.
This is your target.
Sting him dead.
Yeah, no, I remember
I got stung in the hand, and Nick ran to the Walgreens, grabbed me some Benadryl, came back, popped a Benadryl. I wake up like 3 hours yeah, later. Remember.
You remember fucking now? Dick in the dirt, yeah.
Dude, my dick was deep in the dirt right then. Oh my gosh. I wake up, Nick's gone, you're fucking playing a game with or something. Yeah, playing with yourself again, just jerking off.
Stand still, Jim.
That's Jasper. So yeah, it was I think that was the last time I got stung. I mean, before that, I just take Benadryl if I get stung. It's not like I need an EpiPen, which I probably should, but
I would be happy to fucking inject you in the neck with that thing.
Yeah. Oh, you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
So this was this was like almost 15 years ago, at least, maybe 20 now, about 15 years ago. Yeah. So I was at the house, my sister wanted to grill and the propane tank was empty. She's like, can you please change the propane tank? Can you please? She kept asking me. I'm like, fine, I'll do it. Okay. I go out there. I go to grab the old propane out. There's a bee's nest in the grill. I get stung, right?
Oh,
and
I had
the EpiPen, and it was inside the house. So we go inside. My dad grabs the pen. My sister's reading the instructions and out loud, so my dad could, you know, jab me with it. And she's like, "Do not press the gray side of the pen." As she said it, my dad presses the gray side of the pen, right?
Oh,
it injects the needle comes out and goes into his thumb and gets stuck in his bone. And he's sitting there trying to, like, you know how you shake your hand if you, like, you know, if you get some shit on it, like, you know,
he's mad at you too. God damn it, JM.
He's like, motherfucker. he's shaking his hand like he just got some shit on it, trying to get the fucking pen out. It wouldn't come out, dude. We were there just trying to pull it out of this. It was stuck in his bone. And so we finally got it out. I ended up taking Benadryl and passed out.
Did your dad pass out too?
Jeez. Dude, after the epinephrine, he was juiced.
I'm going to be fucking cooking for 15 hours. Who wants a burger? Oh,
I'll never forget that, though. Like, soon as she said, do not press the gray side of the pen, he Click. Presses it. Like, you fucking idiot.
The time is now.
I thought you said press.
Detonate. No. Detonate, no. God damn it. And a hit for daddy.
One for you, two for me. You don't need this, right? And we're live.
All right, dude, let's fucking wrap it up, man. We've been fucking talking for an hour and 10 minutes. God.
Oh,
man.
It has been an hour. Baby. Yeah.
Appreciate you coming on here, dude. That was fun.
Oh, it was a blast. It was a good old blast. We got to do it again.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's just nice to get away from it all and just fucking talk, you know, without like any interference. It's nice.
Oh, yeah. Got to do it more often. I mean, getting lost in the sauce, it's not good for you.
No. The world could use more of it. If you have social media, you got like anything you want to share with the listeners, go ahead and do so.
I'm only on Facebook to scroll videos and bullshit.
I get it.
And I don't even reply to comments. I don't even think I replied to birthday comments this year.
Goddamn, this kid sucks.
But Instagram, I think it's Cheech2393. I stream sometimes video games, but that's Up in Smoke with two eyes. And that's about it.
Cool. Yeah. Happy birthday. Never mind. Fuck you. We'll put that out. I shouldn't have said that.
And we're live.
We'll beep that out. He got to respond to birthday wishes, dude.
Oh yeah, it's another day. When you get old, it's just another day.
It's true.
You know how it is.
Yep. Well, bro, appreciate you, man. Thanks for stopping by. We'll do it again. Everyone listening at home, appreciate you as always. Wash your balls if you have them. All right. Peace.
Hell yeah. Thanks for having me. Have a good one. Welcome to the Curiosity Chamber.